Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Long Way Home by Karen McQuestion. Performed by Tanya Eby. For Alice L. Kent. Chapter 1. She arrived late. They were nearly finished when the young woman rushed into the classroom, flustered and apologetic. When the door flew open and Marnie first spotted her, she assumed the girl had entered the wrong room. For one, she was so much younger than the rest of the group, in her early 20s, judging by her looks. And secondly, she was strikingly beautiful with straight blonde hair and pale blue eyes. The way she moved, too, was a sharp contrast to the rest of the women, all of whom had trudged in earlier like prisoners to the gallows. This girl was all energy. She bounded in, bracelets jangling, a large bag swinging off her shoulder. "I'm really sorry," she said. "The traffic was terrible, and then I couldn't find the room." The instructor, Debbie, a round-faced woman, pointed to the empty chair next to Marnie and went to get a name tag for the newcomer. Before the interruption, they'd been sharing things that cheered them up when they felt down. Debbie had given them 5 minutes to come up with their day brighteners, but Marnie hadn't been able to think of anything. While all the other women frantically filled out index cards, there she sat, empty. The young woman accepted the name tag and pulled a purple marker out of her bag. When she leaned over to fill in her name, her hair fell forward, obscuring Marnie's view. This was their first class, but already they knew the routine. They went around the circle in clockwise order, the instructor cueing them one at a time. Marnie hoped the hour would be over before they got to her, but it was dicey. Just two more to go, and it would be her turn. Debbie pointed to a woman who cleared her throat before reading off her card. "One thing that really brightens my day is when my husband warms up the car for me on cold days." She'd stumbled over the word husband, and a stricken look crossed her face, as if she were remembering something. Marnie knew what she was thinking. So many in the group were widows that the mention of a live husband seemed insensitive. But she shouldn't have worried. This group knew pain, and they weren't wishing their particular brand on anyone else. "Nice," somebody murmured, and the rest nodded in agreement. A woman named Letitia went next. "When I'm really down, I like to stop at Starbucks and treat myself to a skinny vanilla latte." "And how does that brighten your day?" Debbie asked. "Oh, I don't know," Letitia flexed her card. "I guess I love the way the coffee smells, and I like to pee."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?